The West has grown accustomed to the feeling of absolute control over the world. It alone set the rules in politics, economics, technology, information, ethics, culture, and art. A unipolar world with a single center of power became its natural order. But today, the West is no longer capable of bearing the burden of global leadership or maintaining its status as the sole pole. Unable to cope, it has resorted to extreme measures, unleashing wars, engineering pandemics, sowing chaos, carrying out interventions, and even encouraging the genocide of entire peoples. But two other poles, Russia and China, are asserting themselves with growing confidence. Not always with spectacular victories, but with steadfastness and consistency, they are steadily limiting the West's zones of influence and building their own. This is how the triangle of a multipolar world that already exists is taking shape, a world that balances on the edge of war. It is within this very triangle that all the key meetings take place, Trump with Xi Jinping, Putin with Xi Jinping, and Putin with Trump. The United States is desperately trying to drive a wedge between Moscow and Beijing. To this end, it deploys diplomatic pressure, information campaigns, disinformation, and the full arsenal of network warfare, what experts call network warfare. If India truly steps up, and the preconditions are already there, the world will have four poles. Western leaders will then have to negotiate not with two, but with three mighty centers of power. Modi will stand as firmly as Putin and Xi Jinping. President Trump's visit to Beijing and the upcoming visit by President Putin to China are both unfolding squarely within this context of multipolarity. These three poles already exist here and now. They are under constant pressure, blackmail, and attack. Together with China, Russia is drawing one clear, bold red line. The world will be multipolar, or it will not exist at all. This is the stark reality in which we live, under relentless aggressive pressure from the West and its satellites. We firmly and consistently insist that a multipolar world is the only architecture of international relations we are prepared to accept and recognize.